Well, first of all, to turn to God and to pray. And like I say, we pray that there should be no more deaths, no more pain, no more suffering, and that should be, we should pray to God that it should end speedily and peacefully. This Zion, it should be dismantled, the Zionist state. It should be transformed to a Palestinian self-rule. The whole state, not just the West Bank or the Gaza Strip, but the whole of Palestine, including Al-Quds, including Al-Aqsa, of course, and this is what we hope for. This will eventually bring, of course, what we pray for every day, the Jewish person prays for every day, the ultimate redemption, when everybody together will serve God in peace, which is our hope and prayer of everything. So that is the first thing, prayer, and to know, no matter what actions we take, it's only God who can accomplish, who does accomplish, and to him we have to turn and know that the powers are his hands. And everything we do in our lives, we do actions, but we know that it's really ultimately in the hands of God when you're successful and when not. So that's basically the first step. Then it's very, very incumbent upon the Muslim community to clarify the fact that they're not anti-Jewish. Because that's the trap that people fall into, that the portrayal that the Zionists want, that it is a conflict, as I say, between Muslim and Judaism. And they like to label anybody who stands up against them as an anti-Semite. So the Muslim people have to clarify that we have nothing against Judaism, and we have nothing against the Jewish people, which is very hard today after what so much suffering from in the hands of the Zionists, but they should clarify that. So that the words should be listened to, that people should hear what they have to say and not right away label them as anti-Jewish, anti-Semite. Also, the last maybe 10 years or more, the Zionists have realized that the dream of Zionism is long died by many, many of the Jewish people. So the only reason that they're able to hold the Jewish people in their grasp is because their propaganda machines are busy explaining to the Jews that it's too late. Maybe even if you're not a Zionist, but being that the Arabs hate you so much today, that if you will return the land, they'll, God forbid, slaughter you. And that is today the strongest argument that they have, and they have convinced many Orthodox. That's why you will find Orthodox people who are in support. And years back, we're not in support of the state, because they say we are not ideologically in support of the state. We are Orthodox Jews, and we do not want a state. But what could we do? The situation is today that they have created such an animosity and such a hate from the Muslims to the Jewish people because of Zionism, that today we have no choice. We cannot give up an inch. So it is important for the Muslim people to get out there and clarify that they're not going to slaughter the Jews, although it maybe not have to be necessary for themselves to say that, but the world, to clarify to the world and to the Jewish people and to the world that are in support, the Christians who are in support, for instance, of the Zionist state, let them understand that it's not the danger that is being portrayed by the Zionists that is very important. This is, the trap that the Zionists want the people to fall into. And that would be basically it. And of course, we have to be able to live together as we had in order to serve God in peace. So that we have to try to always come together and to show that there's not this animosity, it's a falsehood of Zionism.